recognize that music? Of course you do. It's Elvis Presley. And no one better to do a tribute to Elvis Presley than Shaky Russell and Friends. We popped over to the Vaal this weekend to go and have a look and see the venue as well as see the show. He had a follow-up show at Empress Palace on Sunday. And what an amazing man. Not only a warm, wonderful human being, but also a great showman. From his costumes to his ability to just be like Elvis was quite amazing. I take my hat off to him. And you're going to enjoy this interview with him because it shows the real side of Shaky Russell. And we had met some time back. And I was very happy to catch up with him because he definitely gives tribute shows a good name. And, of course, you with Life is a Beach with Sapro exporting home abroad. And, yes, believe it or not, we do export Shaky, as he has paid a few visits, as you'll hear in the interview, to Memphis, to Germany, and he plays around the world. So we're very fortunate to have him in our stable. And in fact, Elvis, as I always said to him, never left the building. He just arrived back in South Africa. I'm Janine Preston, and you with Life is a Beach.
The end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I lived a life this full, I traveled each and every byway. Much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do and saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway. Oh, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, I bit all, more than I could chew. But through it all, there was doubt. I ate it up, hell, I spit it out. I faced it all, and I stood tall, and did it my way.
I've loved, I've laughed and cried, I've had my fill, my share of losing. And now, as tears subside, I find it all so amusing. To think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way. No, not me, I did it my way. Oh, what is a man, what has he got, if not himself, and he has not, to say the words he truly feels, and not the words he ever lived. Let me show, I took the blows and
Andrew with Janine Preston from Life is a Beach, and today we're at the Riviera Resort, having just, of course, stayed over from seeing the Elvis show last night with Shaky Russell and his team called Elvis and Friends. And I must say, I have come a long way with Elvis. Elvis left the building and arrived at the Cresta Barnyard in 2009 when I first saw him, and then lost track of him. And there he arrived on my Facebook page a few weeks ago, and I was delighted because he was one of my better Elvises that I'd seen over the years. How are you, Shaky?
Well, thank you very much for the kind compliments, and thank you for having us in radio. I feel so honored.
Well, I must say, you make a damn good Elvis, though. I mean, I was taking a few video clips and putting them on Facebook and sending them to All and Sundry, and everybody's like, oh my God, he's really good. I said, he is. And I would never do that
and put
it on Facebook if you didn't really sound like Elvis.
Thank you so much. I take that as a massive compliment.
And I just love the way you kept referring to the way that he used to speak as well. So you kind of throw out these phrases, and I think, oh, I saw him on stage saying
that. Yes. Yeah, look, it's a pretty interesting act, and I mean this in the humblest of ways. I firstly do not refer to myself as an Elvis impersonator.
How would you see yourself?
I would see myself as a so-called Elvis tribute artist. You know,
I don't know if there's a difference. I mean, you still sound like Elvis. We all know he left the building.
So. You know, I must admit, I think the whole impersonator thing, and with all due respect to some of my colleagues,
probably sounds like a bit of a crook thing, like the catch me if you can kind of thing.
Absolutely. So yeah, the impersonator thing has kind of misled audiences around the world, where I would think an Elvis impersonator is almost like a so-called clown one would hire for your next function or party. And, for those of you, if you followed Elvis's career, I'm not sure if you had noticed that we started off portraying the way he dressed, from the 50s to the 60s to the 70s, almost chronologically. Is that the right way?
Yeah, it's the right word. Right,
right. So, I think, for us, we pay tribute to a man, but to an entertainer, but apart from being an entertainer, I would say a marvelous human being he was. I mean, Elvis changed everything. Before Elvis, there was nothing. And, many people had forgotten that had it not been for Elvis Presley, there would be no Beatles, no Rolling Stones, and certainly no Cliff Richard or no Shaky Russell for that matter. So yeah, I pay homage, or I think I would pay homage to one of the world's greatest entertainers. And I would love to stress upon to all people that, and all our listeners that, and I'm sure, and I would hope you're in agreement with me that you do not have to be an Elvis Presley fan to enjoy the energy of our production.
Oh, no, I agree. I think one of the nicest things is when you go and see these shows, you go and see it because you want to hear the Elvis music, number one.
Yes.
But when you get there, I think your level of expectation is kind of, what's he going to be like? Is he going to pretend to be Elvis? Or
yes,
is he going to pay tribute, as you would so rightly say? And I think for me, I was pleasantly surprised that you were yourself as well as singing like Elvis. And that's what I would have expected. So it was nice to see when you were singing, I could close my eyes and think that was Elvis on the radio.
Wow.
The images on the back of the screen were great because they were able to portray the different images of Elvis.
Yes.
My mother was a great Elvis fan. She even was an Elvis member of his club.
Oh, wow.
So we have every bit of Elvis memorabilia you can imagine. We have it.
Amazing.
And I think whenever I listen to her Elvis songs, and I think it's my mom. Like last night there was that lady who was dancing just one table away from us.
Yes.
She danced so naturally. I was looking at my mom. So I videotaped her for the website.
Oh, man.
And I thought, I have to put this on the website because she is our mothers. And then when I was posting this morning, I have a Life is a Beach post.
Yes, yes.
And I was posting this morning and I was saying, what the saddest thing for me is, there's a sad and a happy part to what you do.
Yes.
The sad part is, within a few years, we will no longer have anyone alive who knew Elvis when he was alive.
Mm-hmm.
They will all have passed away.
Sure.
But thanks to people like you, you keep his memory alive. And without you, we can't enjoy that music live. Because some of us want to go see a live show. We don't only want to hear it on the radio.
Sure.
We want to actually come and share it with friends and family and say, wasn't that a great song? And don't you just love Suspicious Minds? And remember that suit? Oh, my God, those suits, you know?
Yes.
You have somebody to share that with.
Sure.
And thanks to people like yourself, you keep that. And thanks for the fact that you were able to sing, Elvis.
Thank you.
I really cannot tell you how much we appreciate that.
It's an absolute pleasure. I think for us, you know, as entertainers, many people wouldn't know that I produce, direct, and devise all our productions single-handedly, which is quite a lot of work. But what makes it marvelous is that it's done passionately.
And you can tell on the stage.
Okay.
Nice that you didn't look tired.
Oh, wow.
In other words, and I don't mean tired as in out of breath, you were a few of those as well, but what I'm saying is you didn't look like, ho-hum, I've had to do this again.
Sure.
Because that can be a part of that journey that
Absolutely.
You take, where you get to the sort of, oh, dear, I have to sing this again, or, oh, my heavens, I'm standing on the stage yet again.
Absolutely.
And there was none of that. It was like you had done it for the very first time, and we were your first audiences.
Oh, you know, it's, you know, for me, it's just marvelous to be back in South Africa. You know, obviously... we'll chat about that in a bit. You know, I had disappeared for a couple of years.
Oh, did you? Where did you go?
I have. I've been blessed enough. I mean, I partnered with the Barnyard Theatre Productions for a number of years.
That's where I met you, was at Crest of Barnyard.
Absolutely. That's when we started our various Elvis tours around the country. And I then toured the UAE. We had a run with Elvis in the UAE for... close to 15 months.
Wow.
Yeah. And having said that, our tribute show has taken us to Canada.
So does that mean you wore one of those long sort of outfits that had sequins on the
side? On a lighter note, yes, of course. So look, I mean, we toured Canada, we toured the States, and I also had the honor to play Elvis in Memphis, Tennessee, Graceland, home of the real Elvis. Yeah.
That is amazing.
How
long did you do that for?
So, you know, in Memphis, there are two marvelous months where Memphis becomes Elvis month. And the one being January, which commemorates his birthday. And his death anniversary is in August.
Yeah.
So I got to play Elvis on three occasions in Elvis Week in August.
Wow.
And we were scheduled to go back last year, but due to this... terrible COVID time, we had decided not to.
Wow, what an honor.
What an honor, absolutely, what an honor.
And did you get to do the Mississippi boat while you were there?
I did it all.
Because we did that, and I remember that was the first time I heard the word buoy.
Ah.
And we were looking over this boat going, what's a buoy?
What's a buoy?
Like, what's a buoy? And then we passed this boy, and I went... and he said something, and I was like, that's not a buoy, that's a boy. And that was in Memphis, didn't
it? It was in Memphis, So, you know, I must admit that...
and you talked about Germany yesterday as well?
Yes, we meant New Germany in the KZN.
Oh,
on a lighter note.
I thought you'd been to Germany and you were singing. Because Elvis was in Germany.
Yes,
No. His military stint.
Absolutely, I did play Germany.
And
but
I think
it
met
was,
Lisa there, didn't
he? Priscilla.
Priscilla,
his
wife. Lisa's his daughter.
His daughter, correct, yeah. Germany was very quick. I'm not going to lie to you. We arrived. We literally arrived on a Monday. Wednesday was the show, and I flew out the Thursday.
Wow.
Yeah, it was just one of those fly-by-nights
work. Because Prime Circle do a lot of work in Germany.
They do,
and
indeed.
And they tend to spend a fair amount. So I think the Germans really enjoy the entertainment we can offer, because we're damn good at it.
Well, I'll tell you something. Elvis Presley is very much alive in Germany. It's like... probably one of the most popular destinations we've ever played.
Really?
And according to the promoter, they had only opened ticket sales 4 days before we arrived, and we were jam-packed.
And are you fully booked for tomorrow at the Marcel?
I am indeed. Yes, we are playing the Theatre of Marcellus.
So, that's such good news.
So yeah, look, it's been an interesting time.
And where are you off to next? Now we're at the Val, and I know you're here for another 3 weeks.
Yes, absolutely. So, if I can just enlighten listeners that I have currently partnered with the Riviera and Val for the rest of the year as such. Not only with our Elvis Presley production, many people are not aware that Shaky Russell also produces And again, in the humblest of ways, I produce and direct some of the country's top tribute show acts. So if you've watched a production at a venue a couple of years ago called Queen Will Rock You, that's my production.
Wow.
Even though I don't perform in it. We're aiming to bring...
But that is a franchise, because as far as I know, We Will Rock You has been
Queen
a
will
world
rock
one. Is it Queen,
Queen
Will Rock You?
Okay. Queen Will Rock You, that's right. We've got an 80s show called Ultimate 80s. We are bringing Waterloo, the magic of ABBA, that will be playing the
venue.
Please tell
me you're going to bring ABBA up now that they've gone back to being
yes,
real.
Absolutely. I promise you, you won't believe that our ABBA act has really been in massive demand ever since they got...
Well, I must tell you, and I've got to share this with you because you're an entertainer.
Sure.
There was an Australian company that brought ABBA out here, and it was at the Lyric, if I remember. And off we went to go and watch, because we're ABBA. Well, Keith is not an ABBA fan at all, but he goes because I go. And sure. I went with my sister and my mom, and we all got these lacquer seats, and the show came on. And we just, by the second song, we were all looking at each other going, they're terrible. Absolutely terrible. And eventually they went off to change, and they were just the guy part was left, and they sang the budgie songs and they sang some rock songs, and we thought, that's really good. Why are they still singing that? And we left early because they were really that bad.
I know.
So it's kind of South Africa presents, let me tell you, our tribute shows are amazing because we do it so well.
Absolutely. So, you know, I don't mean to diss any of the international production houses.
No, we don't. We can.
But, you know, it's really sad. And it's really, really sad that some of our eventing companies and so-called resorts kind of feel the need to bring in international acts.
And they're terrible.
At absorbent prices at first. and you know, just because they've got the passport stamp does not mean that these shows are on a higher level.
No.
Now, having said this, would you believe that in Europe, you look at Spain, you look at various destinations, that 90% of the tribute shows that run across Europe are all South African performers?
I can imagine.
Statistic shows.
Yet, but we're so damn good. We're the only ones who don't know that. They brought out Beatles, and we went to see the Beatles. And I must tell you, my father sat there, and he said, and he's in a wheelchair, and he sat there and he said, please can you take me out? Because there's no ways I can sit through this.
You see.
And that was the Beatles. And eventually we left it. I went to the promoter and I just said, listen, you know what? We're not being rude.
Yes.
Because our disappearing would be noticed. I said, I'm just telling you, they're really bad. So I won't cover them in the magazine.
Yes,
we just won't
yes,
say
yes.
anything.
Yes.
We just will just quietly.
So a couple of years ago, we, you know, I was affiliated to a show called The Fab Four. And the show played various venues around the country. But I'll never forget the one performer that played Paul McCartney was about 60-odd years old. And initially we thought, okay, shucks, are these guys going to pull it off? And these are, mind the pun, these are a bunch of bullies from the Western Cape that got on stage playing the Beatles. But what a marvelous show.
That's amazing.
What a marvelous show.
Are they still going, do you know?
They're still going, and they are going to be playing Tiger Valley in the next 2 weeks. I'd be happy to send you the link.
Oh, please do. Because you know what? I think, as I said, South Africans, we often downplay who we are.
Yes.
We're always the humble second cousin. We always say, gee, sorry, we're South African. Or, you know, we apologize. And I'm thinking to myself, why do we always apologize? When we go to these events, like the Supper Club, I think is a great idea.
Yes.
And, you know, it was around when Richard Loring first started in Midrand.
Absolutely.
I went to see PJ Powers as Janis Joplin.
My God.
And I never liked Janis Joplin. I was never a fan. My husband was a fan. And he turned 40, and I took him along to this thing under great duress. But I thought, you know what? I'll just live with
soundstage.
And took him to the soundstage.
Yes.
And
yeah.
I remember they had terrible food. And they had this buffet with a Big Brother in the Holding Company's kind of picture across the top.
Yes, yes, yes.
And PJ Powers played Janis Joplin. Do you know that when the light went off and she said Janis Joplin died of an overdose or whatever, I felt like I'd lost my best friend.
Yes.
Do you know that I fell in love with Janis Joplin from that day forward? We went
Pretty
home
amazing.
And bought every one of her CDs thanks to PJ Powers.
Pretty amazing.
So the power of the tribute that she paid to her was just something that I never forgot. And the Supper Club idea soon died. I think it went off to the Lyric. And then at the Lyric, it didn't make it.
The Globe, yes.
It was the Globe.
The Globe,
yeah.
That.
And it didn't
then,
make it. It wasn't the same. It wasn't under that thatch roof kind of environment.
Yes, yes.
And now when I saw your supper club back again, I was like, oh, this is so cool.
Because we got
to meet Ellen and they came to sit next to us. So we got to meet other people again, because at the supper club, if you booked for two, you sat at a table for six and you got to meet others.
Yes.
And
yes,
how cool
yes,
was
yes.
that? You could have dinner with them, you could meet them, see where they were from, and you
absolutely.
Had new friends.
Absolutely, and everybody was there for the same reason.
So, yeah, and I
really
love
cool.
that. Please just keep that. I mean, standing in a theatre is just not the same as standing next to my table and having a boogie.
No, absolutely. So I'll tell you what COVID has taught me. You know, I was a bit reluctant to partner and get involved with a venture, well, with this venture initially. And Hank, who's technically my partner, kind of convinced me and said, listen, let's sit down and let's do something different. And I sat down, and I'm so glad that you brought the sound stage up, because that was the first show I watched as a kid with my late dad.
Really?
And I watched the show called Ticket to Ride.
Yes, I saw Ticket to Ride. Yeah.
And I watched it seven times as a kid. And all those ideas, you know, came back. And I said, okay, let's do this. Let's do this. Let's bring entertainment to the Vaal. And let's just give it our all. And we're delighted to say that this has been our second week. And obviously due to COVID reasons, we were sold out. Our second week sold out, and I've just been told that we have a double show next week. That
That's
they've
amazing.
Literally pulled the show in for Friday lunch now and Friday evening as well.
I must say, the one thing I do love is the fact that we could drive from Joburg to here.
What a
pleasure. I think it was about half an hour. When we leave Joburg, we have to stop at a Wimpy, because you know the Villiers Wimpy
is
on the way
out. Yes,
yes, yes. I said to Keith, pull over, we need a coffee. He said, but we're 17 minutes from... I said, that doesn't matter. This is our road trip. We pulled
Absolutely.
In, we bought a takeaway coffee and a packet of chips. Neither one was finished by the time we arrived. But it was so good to be able to stank. It's just... Yeah, it's carried on, so we're cool. I'll take this bit out on
sure,
the
yes,
audacity.
Yeah.
So I think one of the things that we most enjoyed was that you brought entertainment, being part of the media. I think most of us would agree we haven't been anywhere for the last year. We've hibernated.
Absolutely.
And being invited to this show was just like, yay, we're going away.
So, you know, something that's really, really special, you know, for me, and, you know, having Ellen next to us, I know that many people have been to a lot more glamorous venues as such, but what you experienced yesterday was real. From the performers to our setup was real. I'm trying to look for or best describe the word I'm looking for, but it was no Hong Kong plastic.
No,
you know, everything was put together passionately. We built it together. And we only aim to grow from strength to strength with the support of the public.
I just completely congratulate you on just a fabulous show. It was just real. And as I say, Elvis definitely hadn't left the building. He might have left the building and come back from KZN, but hey. It was a really worthwhile performance. So thank you for making the tribute so real.
No, it's an absolute pleasure. And please, allow me to invite all your listeners, come and join us. The Riviera and Vaal presents Elvis and Friends. We're going to be running for the rest of October every
it's on
Friday.
Facebook, okay.
Absolutely, it's on Facebook. Riviera and Vaal or Team Shaky. Find us on Facebook. And I've just been told that the show is extended to November, so we're probably going to be playing the beginning of November as well.
Nice. And are you having more shows at Empress, or is it just the one tomorrow?
No, it's just the one soft for now. So. To everybody out in Johannesburg, it's a mere 25 to 30 minutes from Joburg. Take a drive out. It's different. It's real. It's just phenomenal. It's something that I think it's refreshing. Come out and experience on the Vaal.
And what's Shaky up to next year?
Look, there's a couple of big plans. I've got to be honest with you. At this stage, I'm caught in a trap because I'm not sure if I want to travel abroad for the first 6 months, but I also run a marketing, an in-house marketing company where we specialize in in-house retail promotions. So when you walk into some of the retail stores and you hear the guy that's a little voice, that's my voice pretty much.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's thank you for shopping in store. That's me. That's really blah, blah, cool. blah. So, yeah, look, I mean, we just take it in our stride. But most importantly, I put my trust in the Lord above. Whatever comes our way will come our way. And, you know,
well, I hope you're going to keep it up to date with us on radio.
Most definitely.
I mean, we have to kind of follow you. Now most that we've definitely. Introduced you,
absolutely.
I mean, following us is all the rage, you know?
Most definitely.
So you can be the voice on our radio.
With absolute pleasure. With absolute pleasure.
Shaky, thank you for joining me. And
thank you so much. Thank you so much. And you're welcome to give away a couple of tickets.
Thank you.
Run a competition. Give it away. We'll give them a free Shaky Russell CD as well.
Now, there's a plan.
How's that?
That is just so cool.
Rock and
I'm
roll.
I'm Janine Preston, and you've been with Life is a Beach.
Oh, my love, my darling, I've hungered for your touch a long, lonely time goes by so slowly, and time can do so much for you. Still, my, I need your love. I need your love. God bless me. Lonely rivers flow to the sea, to the open arms of the sea. Lonely rivers cry, wait for me, I'll be coming home, wait for me, for my love. God
thank you.